AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. More Americans can now get booster coronavirus shots. Dr. Anthony Fauci says it's important to wait until 6 months after the second Pfizer shot.
There's an immunological reason why it's important to wait. Because, you know, if you allow the immune response to mature over a period of a few months, you get much more of a bang out of the shot, as it were, an enhancement of your antibodies.
President Biden pointed out among those eligible for booster shots are people 65 and older.
I'll be getting my booster shot. It's hard to acknowledge I'm over 65, but I'll be getting my booster shot.
CDC data from the new school year boost the agency's recommendation for masks in schools and in-person classes. One study in Arizona found coronavirus outbreaks were almost four times more common at public schools without mask mandates on the first day than at those that reopened with a mask requirement. An AP NORC impact genome poll shows 23% of Americans say they have not been able to get enough to eat or the kinds of food they want. Here's the AP Cedar Atanasio.
About a fifth of those folks say that they face challenges getting their food needs because they're unable to access any sort of assistance, either from government programs or from nonprofits. Many of them think that they're not eligible.
Thousands of people are under evacuation orders as a wildfire suspected of being started by arson rages in Northern California. The fire near Redding covers more than 9 square miles and is just 10% contained. President Biden says talks over his $3.5 trillion rebuilding plan have hit a stalemate in Congress. The president spoke at the White House today as Democrats in the House and Senate are laboring to finish drafts and overcome party differences. The school board in Newburgh, Oregon has banned educators from displaying Black Lives Matter and gay pride symbols. This is AP News. Climate activists took to the streets in New Delhi.
The activists joined rallies around the world, demanding leaders take stronger action to curb climate change. The issue has risen up the political agenda in many countries amid warnings from scientists the world is heading towards dangerous temperature rises unless greenhouse gas emissions are cut sharply. At the New Delhi protest, one 19-year-old tells the AP, just because there's a pandemic doesn't mean you stop working around the climate crisis, right? You have to take climate action. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A top executive of Chinese communication giant Huawei Technologies has reached a deal with the Justice Department that enables her to resolve criminal charges against her. The Trump administration's Justice Department unsealed criminal charges back in 2019. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.